Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, it's that time of the week again, friends.
Welcome back. I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm so good. Tomorrow I'm going on vacation.
And where are you going? Where are you going?
It's our yearly vacation, listeners. You guys definitely know. Sutton and I and Crawford, my son, my 14-month-old, we are going to the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. We are dressing up, and we are going to be living our lives in Pennsylvania, very socially distanced, very safe, masks on the entire time. It's all outdoors, and we're going to have a really good time.
Do you curate a travel playlist before you hit the road?
She doesn't listen, but if she was, she would say so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we will definitely listen to some, maybe some Ren Faire music, some medieval type, you know, some fife and, you know, like a little.
So it's like Camelot on a loop.
A little bit. Yeah. Right. We can listen to Camelot. Great. Listen to a little Spitfire Grill. I don't know. Something folky and weird. I'm excited. This is us chatting today is my last thing. And then I'm done till Tuesday. So
amazing. Amazing. Well, that sounds like a very exciting time for everybody. Hey, and listeners, thank you all so much for the wonderful, nice compliments you've been giving us based on our interview with David Yazbek, which dropped on Monday. So we thank you so much for that. He was really fascinating. I thought he had some great advice for aspiring songwriters, like take a year and don't listen to any Broadway recording for a year, which is totally the opposite of what we're going to tell you today on our favorite thing.
Exactly. So. And today's favorite thing is a very special episode. But before we get to that, we do want to shout out our Broadway trivia night. Is not this Saturday, but it is the following Saturday because I'm gone this weekend. And it so, is. Friends, we are doing our regular old Broadway trivia night on Saturday. Rob, I hope you have the date in front of you.
I do. It's Saturday, September 19th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Unfortunately, folks, it is Rosh Hashanah, so if you can't join us, we totally understand.
We understand.
The theme this week, or next week, I should say, the theme for next week will be divas, celebrating the divas of Broadway. Which we're very, very excited about. And all of the proceeds, as you know, we don't keep a cent of this. It all gets donated to the Deborah Hospital Foundation, which is a fantastic organization that's doing a lot of good in this world. And that's where the charity will be for next weekend. So please join us. Once again, you know how to do this. We'll post instructions on Instagram and Facebook. But if not, you Venmo me $5, or you can Venmo me more if you so wish. Or you can go on to PayPal, and all the information will be on social media. So that's it. Join us for some divas.
I love it. All right, well, let's get to our favorite thing. So as I said, today's favorite thing, listeners, is a little special episode because we are able to talk to the founder and creator of our favorite thing. And I said, Rob, we're just going to make it one favorite thing today because it's my favorite thing and I'm in charge today. So thank you, Rob.
Kevin's
so
the leader.
So I discovered this podcast. It's a radio station. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I discovered it like before pre-COVID. And I say that only because it's been since COVID that I have just absolutely needed it because sometimes I don't want to just put on Goldilocks the record. Sometimes I don't have time, especially with a child, and I just want someone to just tell me what to listen to. And with this radio station, I can listen to it on my phone, on the app, or I can listen to it on Alexa. I just started putting it through there. So I'm talking about Sounds of Broadway, and we are lucky enough today to be talking to the founder and creator of that, Stuart Brown. Please welcome Stu. Stu, you're here with us. How you doing? Welcome.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Did I explain? I feel like Rachel Maddow when she interviews people. Did I explain it correctly in describing what? Because you have a big umbrella, but mainly it is the 24-hour radio station. Correct.
You did so well that I'm hiring you as my PR agent.
Look at that. Kevin got a job. Booked and blessed, Kevin.
Yeah. So it's a 24/7 online station, and sort of, you know, what you were saying, that like Goldilocks, and, you know, some listeners might be going, what is he talking about? So what I try and do is play well-known, popular, obscure shows, Broadway, London flops, because there is, as you know, there is great music from shows that lasted a nanosecond on off-Broadway, Broadway, the London stage. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. It's 24/7. And like you said, your computer, your phone, Alexa, Google Play, all these things that you can listen in your car. So it's a great alternative to, let's just say, other Broadway radio programs that you can get.
And you're not just, to clarify for our listeners, you're not just, you know, plussing, you know, shuffle on your playlist and putting this out there. You know, you're curating these. I mean, I enjoy the fact that you come on after a couple songs sometimes that you'll say, oh, this was, you know, and you give some anecdotes. You will sprinkle a little fun in there too, a little bit. It's not just, you know, a playlist.
Correct. Yeah, I curate, not the whole thing, because I actually do sleep a few hours.
That's what Rob said. We were talking about it beforehand. But, we're like, what does he do at night? Yeah.
The state is secret. But I do curate about 18 hours a week, and then I replay some of the playlists. So, you know, if you listen at 7 a.m. on Monday, I might replay that playlist like 5 p.m. Sunday. But yeah, I go in and I have I have over 600 shows and just about 5,000 songs.
Wow!
So I try to rotate them, and I know. You know, trying to please everyone is difficult because I'll get some emails from people that say, hey, and they want the popular songs. And it's like, well, that's true, but there's so much good stuff. And I really hope, especially those individuals, let's say the younger listeners, that they don't really know Broadway history. And you know, everything is post 2000 or maybe post 2010. And there's a great wide world out there. And just give it a listen, especially – you know, if you're in high school or college and there's productions there or revivals, you want to try and broaden yourself.
Oh, definitely. I love it. Even just the last hour I saw School of Rock, Groundhog Day, and then Redhead, you know, and I just think that we started our podcast for that reason, because we really wanted to make sure that that history, you know, was kept alive through our interviews and such like that. But I recognize that you do the same thing, and I think that's really, really cool. Rob,
Stu, when did you first fall in love with musicals?
So back in when I was a freshman in high school, my parents, we went to Washington, D.C. for a trip, and it was a great, it was very warm. And we went to the national tour of Promises, Promises that starred Tony Roberts. And, you know, Burt Bacharach, Hal David scored one of the best of all time. And I was just blown away. And then a friend of mine and we went to New York. We had a thing called Twofers. And some of your listeners might remember what Twofers were, two for the price of one. So two suburban kids from Central Jersey took the bus to New York. This is 72. So Times Square was not Disney. Times Square was XXX. To this day, I have no idea why my parents let us go. And so we go to the theater to cash in, you know, exchange the tickets. The show had closed. So after throttling my friend for dragging me to New York, we started looking around. So we're walking around Times Square looking at marquees, and he really wanted to go to this one show. I did not want to see it. I finally gave in. We paid less than $8 for Saturday Matinee Orchestra. And it was a show called Grease.
Oh.
And it was the original production of Grease.
Yeah.
Mary Botswick was in it. Alan Paul, who then went on to form the Manhattan Transfer, he was the teen angel.
Wow.
And it was the funniest, most tuneful. To this day, it's still probably top five. Mm-hmm. So that started, and we would go into New York every couple of months. Some shows were great. We saw John Lithgow in his Broadway debut. It's a trivia question.
Mm-mm.
Since you do trivia questions.
Uh-oh. Is it the changing room?
Ooh, Rob, 10 Did points.
I got 10 points.
I love it.
Okay, what sport?
Soccer?
Okay.
Rugby? Oh. Rugby? No, soccer. Oh, I got it right.
Soccer. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Wow, Rob.
Check. So, you know, and we just kept going. And then in college, I did a 3-hour Broadway radio station. Eventually, a weekly podcast at a station in Hartford, Connecticut.
Right.
And then about a year and a half ago, I started this.
And so had, you know, why do it on your own? I mean, at what point were you like, I need to do this, and this is something I care about so much that I just want to do this. I can do this. Because there's a lot of technology involved, and it's...
Well, that's the thing. That technology is now makes it available. It's actually, there's a company in Britain where you can do, anyone can start their own radio station. So you could do at a small level, or you could do what I've done. I was doing an hour weekly show at, like I said, at this college in Hartford.
Right.
But, you know, it would take 2 hours. I have to, even though it was a 15-minute drive, if it was snowing or raining, I was still supposed to go. Well, now I am down in my basement, and it's my studio. I have my microphone, computer. I have hundreds of albums, thousands CDs, but everything's loaded on the computer. So it's just so much easier. And instead of just doing an hour show, I can do, like I said, I can program, I can give you, the listener, more than just an hour a week.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Right. You have different, you have schedules too. And you have like, featuring different composers, and you have, I'm looking right now, you have composer series, and you have your Lost in Boston Unsung. I love that. So it's a lot of variety at the same. And I listened to one of the podcasts you had, and it excited me because I love LPs that aren't on, this is like the nerdiest conversation ever, but LPs that aren't made, that didn't make it to CD. And your most recent one, or I don't know when you dropped it, but forgive me on that. But you were featuring, because you're starting to stream them, playing the LPs into digital, if I'm correct. We're going to hear things that we don't usually get to hear, which is kind of wild.
Yeah, exactly. And some of the things, like, for example, there's this really, I love it. It's this 1986 sci-fi musical written by Dave Clark with the Dave Clark Five called Time. And I've had the LP for years. So I digitized a bunch of songs. And then some people said, oh, you can go to iTunes and download it, Stu. But, this way I don't have to download it because I have the LP. Also for the listeners, because I'm talking about different songs, you're talking about it. Well, it's 24 hours a day, and you're like, wow, I want to listen to that a song from Time. Well, we have an all request slot every night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And no other radio show has that. You have to, you're at the whim of the DJ or the playlist. So you can go in tonight, you go to my website, soundsabroadway.com. There's a request tab, you search the database, you could put in Time, and Freddie Mercury sings on it. Cliff Richard sings on it. Julian Lennon sings on it. The song by Julian Lennon, it's like, why wasn't this a top 10 single? So you could search for anything, or you could just open it up and scroll through.
Yeah. That's fantastic. That's
so really, it really does, it's sort of, I'm looking to broaden. I mean, in my real job, I'm a college administrator, and so that educator in me wants to sort of teach, and I really want people to discover, and I thoroughly enjoy emails from people, like, sort of what you're saying. I was listening today and I love this song, or I heard this, I never heard of that show before, and I love that song.
I was going to ask you, Stu, what song do you find to be the most requested that you've received so far?
I don't really keep track, mostly because I'm trying to do only 100 other things during the day.
I was going to say, you're a one-man operation over there.
Yeah. And it's, it really varies. And I had like this mother-daughter email me a while ago, and they were just sort of popping songs in, again, more for what they thought was, just what they're in the mood for.
Yeah.
So you know, we're averaging over 12,000 listeners a month.
Great.
And, you know, I think, you know, it still needs to get, let's say, broader to get something where with the requests, I could say, okay, the top requests of this week, or potentially even doing a show, right, the top songs of the week.
Yeah.
So,
and so it's available online, right? You can open it onto a browser and you can find soundsofbroadway.com and an app as well.
Yes. So you can download right on the front page. Everything's on the front page. There's a link. So, you know, to help you download the app for the iPhone, Android device. And, you know, like Kevin said, he's listening on Amazon Echo now.
Ah.
Yeah.
Google Player. So there's really a lot of ways to listen. And, you know, another fun part of this is, you know, I get some very basic stats. And the U.S. is by far the biggest audience. But, you know, Australia, New Zealand, the U.K., Chile, like, mm-hmm, you know, Japan. I mean, some great countries, it's like, is that a country?
Right.
So
fantastic.
It's a lot of fun to see how it really spreads around the world.
I'm downloading it right now as we speak.
Yep. Give me five, you know, give me the 5-star, you know.
I will.
Yeah. I did that today, actually. Okay, yeah.
Great.
No, I, you know, it's funny because when I was a kid, I used to, my dream was to listen to have a radio station and play show tunes and do the stuff that I love to do. And it's just kind of wild to talk to you a little bit and get to know your station and that exists still. Cause I feel like radio is a little, it's hard, you know, in this, you know, the regular radio that we're used to. But I commend you for creating something like this, that is open to everybody, that is free, that you just download it. I mean, and support it. And there's other ways to support, and that's on the website as well. And I just encourage our listeners to check out the website, soundsofbroadway.com. Listen to, download the app like Rob just did, listen to her on all your other devices. But thank you so much, Stuart, for joining us today.
Well, thank
and
you.
Spending a little time sharing this, because it really is, it's important. Like you said, the educator, Rob and I are both teachers, as you know. And that's why we started this podcast. We just want to spread the word, to get more people listening to things they never listened to before and maybe learning something along the way. So
just one quick thing, you had mentioned trivia. Each week I do a trivia quiz. And for this week's quiz, we started a Name That Tune. So you know, I give you like 4 seconds. And so, you know, again, everything's on the front page. Click on the trivia. We have 21. The latest one is there. The other 20 are sort of being reworked and they'll be back. So you could actually, you know, do all these quizzes. We finished what I call the bracket challenge.
I saw that. Yeah.
You know, so the best musical of the last 20 years. And this was in fun. You know, some people were like, oh, I can't believe
it. Well, you start getting strong opinions here. Right. I mean, people really.
So Wicked beat out The Producers. But it was so much fun that I'm probably going to do the 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s. I might go back to the 40s and then come with like a big runoff. Okay, we have the best musical of the last, you know, 60 years, people. What is? So, stay tuned.
I like it.
All that. Yeah, it's fun. It's a little, I mean, that's the bottom line. It's fun.
Yeah, exactly. What? And it makes you listen to other things you might not have listened to before. Sorry, Rob.
No, I was going
to
say, fellow theater geeks, I mean, this website, this app is your heaven. It's
I mean, you're in good company.
Yes, you'll never be able to escape from this, and this is a good thing. Stu, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it.
And before we go, Stu, I have to ask, I'm sure it's going to be like picking a favorite child, but do you have a favorite cast album that you find yourself?
Other than Grease.
You know, it's funny you say that, because probably the albums I like listening to are not my, let's say, top 10 shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, I love The Producers, but Promises is up there. It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman.
Great score.
And I love Lil Abner. You know, so it's, you know, yes, there's Grease, Anything Goes. You know, I always start tearing up when I listen to Come From Away. But, you know, if I was on the desert island, it would probably be, I mean, what comes to mind right away, Promises, Grease, Lil Abner. I'll stick with those three for now because they're right at the forefront.
Yeah.
Good choices.
Totally. And you were going to see a lot of theater because you're in the New York area, right? I mean, did you see a lot of any like shows that were, let's just say, the platinums of the era? Did you see any shows that were like lesser known, you know, that we still listen to a little bit today by any chance?
Well, so there's this two off-Broadway musicals I just love. One's called Desperate Measures.
That was more recent. That was a couple
more recent. And then a couple of years ago, there was a show called Murder for Two.
Yes.
Which was absolutely, I mean, I've seen other productions, but the Broadway production or off-Broadway was mm-hmm. great. I am a member of what's called the Outer Critics Circle.
Right.
So, you know, I see, and I'm also the president of the Connecticut Critics Circle. So I see between 70 and 80 shows a year when there is theater. Right. So, I'd have to really pause to see, you know, what from the last years.
Totally. No, those are good ones. I like, and they have good, you know, there's a good album with Desperate Measures as well. That was they released.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's super fun to chat with you and to get to know what the great work that you're doing, a labor of love. And we just thank you for it. Really, Stu. I mean, it's really awesome.
Thanks. Well, I might sneak into your trivia night, like in disguise, to see if I
love it.
Great. Come, please.
Please do.
I'd probably bomb out and then, you know, like embarrass myself.
No.
And, you
know. I will say one of the fun things on our trivia is a lot of people give themselves fake names, usually relating to the theme. So you come up with your favorite diva. You want to be Susan Johnson? Great. We'll put it in there and we'll call it a day.
Okay. If I come, I'm going to pick a real obscure diva. Great. And then you might go, wonder if that's Stu.
Amazing. Yep.
Then we'll know.
We'll mail you the link, Stu. Come as our guest.
Right.
This was just great. And once again,
thank you
folks,
so much. Yep. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I was going to say, soundsofbroadway.com. You can listen to it on your browser, but do what I did and download the app and also make sure to give Stu 5 stars for this incredible, incredible platform that he has created for all of us geeks out there. So thank you, Stu.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care, Stu.
Thanks for joining us.
All right.
See
bye-bye.
You soon, everybody. Bye. Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.